not what I want. Jesus knew what kind of suffering was ahead of him. He wasn't asking God to get him out of it. He was just telling God how he felt. And he told God he would do whatever God wanted. After he prayed, Jesus went back to Peter, James, and John and found them sleeping. "Could you not stay awake with me for 1 hour?" They had no idea of the pressure Jesus was feeling. The same thing happened 3 times that night. Each time Jesus went off to pray, he would come back and find his disciples asleep.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, look! Why are all those people headed this way?
Well, there must be 1,000 of them.
Yeah, what's going on?
Looks like soldiers to me.
Get up, everyone. Here comes the man who has turned against me. Remember when Jesus told them one of his 12 would betray him? It was Judas. And on that night, he was no friend to Jesus. Judas whispered to a soldier, "The man I kiss is Jesus. Arrest him." Judas sauntered over to Jesus, just as cool as could be. "Hail, teacher." "Judas, are you using the kiss to give the Son of Man to his enemies?"
"That's the one. Arrest him."
"Yes, sir. We've got him now."
"Oh, no, you don't. Will you? No, you're not going to do it.
Peter jabbed at a servant with his sword. He sliced the guy's ear right off. Peter, stop it. Jesus immediately healed the man's ear.
"Okay, his hall's down. All right. You're healed. You're okay."
Then he said, "You come after me with swords, as if I were a criminal. But all these things have happened to make the scriptures come true." And right then, Jesus' disciples ran away, scared, scattered like sheep away from their shepherd.
"All right, let's go."
The soldiers arrested Jesus and took him to the house of the high priest.
"What is it?"
"We have to get this man sentenced to death. He's a criminal."
"Oh, what has he done?"
"He's done bad things.
He thinks
he's a god.
He says he's Christ. Against the Romans.
Silence! You are addressing the high priest. Jesus, what do you have to say for yourself? Well, answer me. Are you this Christ, the Son of God?"
"I am."
"Did you hear that?
This man should be crucified. You have all heard the lie from his own lips, the lie he has told about himself and God. We have no need for any more witnesses. This man is deserving of death."
"Let's kill him! Let's kill him!
He's deserving of death! Crucify him right now!
While all this was going on, Peter was outside the high priest's house. He wanted to see what was going on, but he didn't want to get caught. What are they doing? What are they doing to him in there? I hope they don't hurt him. I should go in. I can't go in. I should! Just then, a servant girl walked up to Peter.
Hey, you! You were with that Jesus guy, weren't you?
No, I was never with Jesus. You don't know what you're talking about.
Peter moved away from the girl, only to run into her again.
Hey, there he is! He's the guy I was telling you about. He was one of Jesus' disciples.
I think
he was.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, the way he talks kind of gives himself away.
He sounds like a Galilean.
You got a point?
No, I wasn't! I did not follow Jesus! Now leave me alone!
Peter tried to get away from the crowd.
"We know you were one of Jesus' friends. Don't deny it."
"For the last time, I do not know Jesus! No! Oh. No! No! He said I would deny him, but I didn't believe him. How can I do that? How can I do that to Jesus? Jesus! I'm sorry! I'm so sorry!